At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
And speaking of Will Smith.
Yeah, you teased us with Will Smith, and Maddie and I both went, that was pretty good.
Speaking of Will Smith, you guys might remember a few years ago, he was at the Oscars, and he went up on stage before he was invited.
No, I don't. Did that happen?
Yeah. And
tell us about that.
Did he poke or tickle? Oh, no. He slapped Chris Rock across the face insanely hard.
Get my wife's name out of your mouth.
That's a pretty good Will Smith impression.
Yeah,
we can workshop that afterwards.
I'll do some Fresh Prince for you later.
Oh, heck yeah. We might be talking about Fresh Prince in a little while.
Parents just don't understand.
It's hard to be a extroverted teen with so much talent. You're bursting at the seams. So relatable. Okay, but anyway, Will Smith, I feel like he has slowly but surely been trying to reintegrate himself back into culture.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he took a lot of accountability for what happened, although people weren't really buying. Well, he went on his on Jada Smith's Red Table Talk, and I think they talked about it as a family, and they said that he admitted that he overreacted. He was going through some stuff, so on and so forth. I'm not excusing it by any means. It was absolutely insane. And then also to hit him and then not immediately step out of it to then go back to his seat and keep yelling. It was just a crazy moment. So you'd think he'd be trying to rehab his image.
Yes.
And then he goes on this, I think it's Apple Music produced show with, what's this guy's name? Charlie Sloth. It's a freestyle show called Fire in the Booth.
Like a podcast or like a TV show?
It's like an internet show.
Okay.
On YouTube, on Apple Music.
But cameras.
Cameras. So it's a video clip. We can throw it, Maddie, if you can throw it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for us, that'd be cool. He goes on this show where you freestyle, and this is his contribution.
Not the type of man to move in malicious ways, and I am too grown to play childish games. But if you're talking crazy out your face up on the stage and disrespect me on the stage, expect me on the stage. Jokers dish it out, cry foul when it's time to take it. City full of real ones, wasn't raised to fake it. Jill to Meek Mill to the roots, it's all greatness. Global status from my Philly foundation.
I'm gonna stop it there, but because you heard the part that I'm referring to.
Yeah.
Doubling down now, what is it, 5 years later? When was that, 20?
It's been a bit.
It's been years. Doubling down on that crazy mistake that you made? Are you freaking kidding me, Will Smith? And the guy, Charlie Sloth, is hyping him up, which is his job. I think in his profile, it literally says he's a hype man. So he's hyping him up when he says it. But it's man, if you had made any progress, which I don't think he had made a ton. He just took 10 steps backwards, at least in my book.
Yeah, and I've been in 2022, so it's been at least, over 3 years. So, yeah.
It's one of those things where people apologize because they got caught.
Yeah.
Or because they know they have to, but not because they really feel like they violated. He went on stage. Anyone who's ever been on a stage, you're already nervous and you have a job to do and you're trying to execute it. And as a person in the audience watching that, I went, oh, this is a bit. Because
we all thought it was.
It would have
bit.
To be a right. bit. No one would walk on stage and do that. No one.
Unless you are Will Smith. And he goes on in this freestyle rap, this part I just played, he's talking about how he's from Philly and that's pretty cool. But then he talks about how, he's a trailblazer, a landscaper, and he has the right to be arrogant because of all that he's done.
That I'll get. He has done a lot.
Yeah.
And I'll give him that. But he's also burnt himself in a way that I don't know that there's ever going to be a true recovery. Like at the Oscars, he was absolutely welcome, absolutely expected to win for that movie he did.
Yeah.
And then completely stepped out of what is normal expected behavior
human
in an
behavior.
Awards. Like that is just not okay.
He made it about him.
All
he made the whole
at all.
Thing about him.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
and it's still about him. And I guess it sounds like he kind of stands by what he did. So any apologies he made are washed out in my book, because 3 years later, this is how you're, I mean, there's so, to his own point, he has such a long career and beautiful life to be rapping about. And that's like one of the first things he chooses to say. It's just like, I'm disappointed.
You know,
sure.
I
was a big Will Smith fan.
I wouldn't say that I was, but one of the things I will say from my own experience is that sometimes, and this happens to someone when, let's say, they try to quit drinking and they quit for a couple weeks and they don't get their life back as they expected they would. And they're saying to themselves, well, I don't have the patience to get my wife and my job and all the things I've ruined back. So they go back to drinking because why bother? Well, that's the thing is, you know, here he is. He's probably apologized, probably expects everything to go back to normal. And since it hasn't, it's possible his patience is wearing thin. And maybe he even feels like, I should just ride the other side of this. I'm the villain now. I might as well be that.
Yeah. No, that's a decision. That's a choice. Mm-hmm. And some people do that. There's a few, like, I can think of some, like, more like TikTok influencers who have been canceled over the years for their crazy takes or their weird behavior. And they just kind of lean into it and they continue to have a following. Maybe it's not like a wide general following, but they get their niche and then they don't have to hide who they are. And that's a pretty good strategy. So I guess that's where Will Smith's going, but I don't think that's going to get you top billing in like 4th of July opening movies in the future.
I agree. So good story, Bob.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.